News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I was just emailing back and forth during the break with somebody who's coming to that event Thursday night, and they asked a great question, said, Phil, what's the dress code that night? Well, first of all, don't let dress code be anything that stands in your way. I don't care if you're, you know, digging ditches and come straight from work. It doesn't matter. But I'll say this, that I say the general theme is going to be business casual. Now I'll be wearing a suit because I'm the speaker, right? So I gotta do the thing. So I'll be wearing a coat and tie myself, but I would say most guys are going to be wearing, you know, jacket, no tie. But just, you know, be comfortable, come and enjoy yourself, and do not let dress code be something that stands in your way. All right. So I am not at all concerned about what people wear, but if you're asking me what I think most of them are going to wear, I'd say business casual. So that's where I would label it for you. And yes, look forward to seeing y'all there on Thursday night, at Burrett on the Mountain. Oh, by the way, I gotta throw in here real quick. Some of the folks that, you know, I hope to meet are people that are our team members. Like, you know, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. I'm looking forward to meeting James Vandergriff, and I believe his wife's name is Darby. I look forward to seeing them there that night. I'm still hoping that Travis from Just Love Coffee can make it out there. I wanted me to make sure y'all knew that while they're training some new staff, they will be having some modified hours at their stores for the next couple of days. They've got to do that to make sure they've got everything in place. So listen, the bottom line is this, Just Love Coffee Cafe, they have the two locations that we talk about all the time. One's on Hughes Road in Madison, out by City Hall, and the other one's on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. The Madison store is going to have to close at 2 due to a staffing issue they're working out right there with training new staff and all of that. Normal hours start up tomorrow at 6, so don't be put off if you're driving by. But if you're wanting something right now, go to the Huntsville location. But on Huntsville, they will be also closing at 2 on Saturday. So just be aware. Modified hours briefly at both Madison and Huntsville locations on opposite days. He did want me to point out, though, that aside from all the amazing coffees, that all of the amazing things you can get to eat there, the wraps, the salads, the waffles, the womlets, all that kind of stuff, they also, by the way, this coming Saturday, once again, the Girl Scouts are going to be out there selling cookies. So if you want your Girl Scout cookies, you can get them at the Just Love Coffee Cafe location on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville from 8 to 12 on Saturday. All right, that's good doings right there. Let me jump over. By the way, I see I got a, and I don't know what this call is about. So let me just grab this. Mike from Vinemont. Hey, Mike. Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I got to ask myself as an ordinary person why the military is, in essence, violating all the OPSEC rules by allowing this to play out in the media. Well, we're going to transfer X amount of jets to Ramstein, and then, you know, they can come pick it up from here and fly it out. Why are they allowing something like that to go against all the tenets of OPSEC and you know, play out in the media for Russia to hear?
Yeah. You know, I totally get it. And I think so. Here's a couple things that I would say to that, Mike. I mean, first of all, I just read, like, literally, like, during the last break, there's a story breaking out there right now that this caught U.S. officials off guard, that it was an announcement made by Poland. So whether it was like this, you know, well-planned operational security type event, I don't know. It may have just been like a wild card thrown out there by Poland trying to look good. May be it. The other piece of this, though, is throughout this entire event, one of the things that I do think the Biden administration has been effective at is releasing key information that would otherwise be classified to show the world what Putin was doing and what was happening on the battlefield to keep things in real time. I don't know. That's just two thoughts.
Well, that's all been generated by photojournalists as well. I mean, that stuff, they're seeing that real time, day in and day out, you know, families getting killed, civilians being slaughtered, you know, there's no end to this.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have a good answer for you, Mike, but right now, you're right. This is not the kind of thing that normally would have been broadcast in the public arena, that MiG-29s from one country transferred to an Air Force base owned by one country in another country. Yeah, that would have seemed to have been moving a little quieter than what we're seeing right now, but it's not, whatever reason.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right, Mike, have a great night. Listen, you want to call in, folks, 866-494-9866. You got your own speculations on it. I'd love to hear it. The reality is that it's happening, or at least they say it's happening. But, sometimes I don't feel like the Biden administration, like literally one aspect of the administration doesn't seem to know what the other side is doing. Like the left hand, the right hand, the right foot, the left foot. I don't know if they even have what I would call a sync call, like where they sit down and they synchronize things and they get on the same page before they go into the day. They've got to do a better, just yesterday, classic example. I hadn't planned on going down this road, but classic example is Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg gets up there yesterday and in just classic tone-deaf fashion, clear indication that perhaps he is not the right person for the job, went ahead and espoused in the middle of a press conference about the whole concept of gas prices going through the roof right now and suggested perhaps it's time for people to start buying electric vehicles. Well, Pete Buttigieg, I don't know that we have the wherewithal to just go ahead and fund people buying more expensive vehicles. I mean, is it possible that you just labeled something that's like, let them eat cake? That's what it sounded like. Let them eat cake. They shall eat cake. Ha ha. No, it doesn't. You don't just, you know what? I just feel like I'm going to buy me a Tesla. You know, I don't need that F-150 that I use on the farm no more. I'm going to go get me a Tesla. I don't know how to recharge it. And if I take the road trip down to see Granny down yonder in Baldwin County, I don't know how I'm going to get it recharged. But hey, Pete Buttigieg says I need me a Tesla. Well, no. And that's the kind of thing, though. And then the next thing you know, you've got the Biden administration dealing with, you know, getting rid of Russian oil and trying to blame it all on Putin, while Buttigieg is saying, let's get electric vehicles. It's just clear indication that the left hands don't talk to the right hand of this administration. Hey, I got some callers on the line. Let me go and grab those real quick. I see that we got him back. Good deal. Line two, Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams on the right side. How are you today, man?
Oh, fine. You doing all right?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
I just thought I'd mention, speaking to the remark you just made, aren't you glad Biden and Buttigieg are not designing our power grid right now? You know, all these people who know so much about power, I'm sure glad they're not installing generators. They probably would blow fuses all over creation. But on what you were saying about the war and the planes, you know, he says if you do this, Putin says if you do this, that's an act of war. Well, by golly, if I didn't know better, I would say a few things he's done are an act of war as well.
Yeah.
And speaking about MiG-29s, I've been a military air show buff for years. I've several friends that flew RF-4s out of Birmingham. And you don't just get out of one plane and hop in a MiG-29 and fly it. I mean, you know, for one thing, the MiG-29 is probably labeled with Russian symbols. And, you know, if you hop out of like an F-35 or an F-22, that's got English stuff in it. You can't just, you know, one of my friends, Lance Acree, who went in the Air Force and is retired now, said you can't even go back and fly a T-38 if you're a combat pilot without getting checked out. So, yeah. So Phil Williams has been flying F-22s for the last 10 years, and for some reason you need to get a T-38 and fly around. If Copper is a checkout instructor, you've got to get Copper to take you up in the T-38 and get you checked out in it before you're even ready to fly it. So it's not as simple as just taking delivery of MiG-29 and kick the tires and light the fires and fly it.
No, I agree. Now, the thing that I'm hearing on this and the reason why they think it's okay is because allegedly these are aircraft that the Ukrainians are already familiar with and their pilots are already trained on. So it's a matter of, you know, perhaps doing some servicing and getting them armed and refitted and in. And if they're in Russia, if they have Russian symbology, they've been in Poland now, but if they have Russian symbology, Russian is one of the major languages in Ukraine. So I don't know, Kirby. We'll wait and see. But I'm thinking right now that if there is anything to be said about this working, it's because this is something that the Ukrainians are already familiar with. And that's the hope anyway. If it even comes to pass, I mean, right now, who knows what's going to happen? You know, this whole thing appears to have developed an air of mystery just in the last hour with the United States saying, we didn't know you were going to do that, Poland. But we'll see. Kirby, thanks for the call, man. You have a great afternoon. Hey, let me grab line three real quick, Copper, before we go to our break. Steve from Decatur. Hey, Steve, Phil Williams on line one or line three. How you doing, bud?
Good, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, so I have a theory about the whole move by Poland with the MiGs, which is basically what they do is instead of handing them off to the Ukraine and then Russia being angry with them, they pass them off to the U.S. And there's a dual purpose with that. A, they avoid the anger and the wrath, and also they get us more immersed in this mess.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I think that's the part that caught. I think there. I would bet that there were already back channel conversations where, you know, it was being discussed about whether Poland would go ahead and just, you know, transport them across the border directly to their east. But no, they announced and kind of caught people off guard apparently by flying them west to Germany, to a American Air Force base, to let them be serviced and then returned back to Ukraine. So it's a whole weird deal. But what I also heard, Steve, part of the deal was, and they're going to give their entire MiG-29 inventory, and in return, they want to buy U.S. jets. So I'm hearing that F-16s are something like on the shopping list right now. So we'll,
that's even more sketchy.
I'm saying the whole thing may fall apart in a cascade of, you know, international gaffes overnight. We'll have to wait and see. Steve, thanks for the call, man. Yeah. Appreciate you being in the audience.
All right, sir.
All right, sir. Hey, listen, Copper, I tell you what, move it to the last break. We'll come back from that. We'll wrap up the show. Technology has plagued us, but we did persevere. Copper's good at what she does, and we just kept hitting the links until it all worked. Anyway, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, listen, by the way, you may be heading home, and this is one of those weird days. So, like yesterday, what happened this morning, actually? We get up this morning, and Charlene says, this house is so cold. And I said, you know what? The air conditioning's on. Well, it was like, what, 42 degrees outside. She goes, why is the air conditioning on? I said, because it was 77 degrees yesterday. but that's where we are right now. And so I'm sitting here right now in the studio, and it is chilly. I mean, I'm wearing long sleeves and like a, you know, one of those like down vest kind of things. And so, yeah, that can freak out your heat and air system. All right. So if your HVAC is getting freaked out because it's going from heat to air and air to heat, then you may want to get it serviced and make sure that it's good to go, because when the hot weather months get here, you do not want it going out. Not in this Alabama swelter, all right? So I'm just going to tell you right now, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. And Vandy's is like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs, gas or electric. It does not matter. And they're not going to come out and try to upsell you on things you don't need, all right? The guys at Vandy's, what they'll do is they'll come out, they'll assess your system, and they'll give you a free estimate, and they can do it 6 days a week. They're open Monday through Saturday. Something bad happens to your HVAC on a Friday evening, you could call them, and they'll be out there during the weekend. That's big doings right there. So all I'm going to say is this. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is your one-stop shop for heat and air, gas, electric, it doesn't matter. They're an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandergrift, who owns the business, is a veteran of Afghanistan himself. I appreciate that like you have no idea. After serving his country overseas, he is now serving his community back here, providing a quality service for people who need him. So call him today, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. And tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, well, listen, a couple more things. I knew I wouldn't get to number three on the triple dipper, Copper. Copper, how many days this week have I even gotten all three parts of the dipper done? Do you know?
Maybe, it's Tuesday, so neither.
Oh, okay. This is not Thursday yet? What is happening? Okay.
All right.
All right, so yeah, you're right. So 2 days this week so far. But I know it happened a couple of times last week, too, but that's just because it's a target-rich environment right now. But a couple more things in number two on the triple dipper. I do find this interesting. So Ukrainian intelligence is claiming that they killed a Russian two-star. a Russian two-star general, that a Russian major general has been killed in battle, which, of course, is a rare thing in modern times. Anyway, Ukraine identified him as 45-year-old Major General Vitaly Gerasimov and said that he was someone who had fought with Russian forces in Syria and Chechnya. My understanding was he was, he's a commander of the Russian 7th Airborne Division, so he was a paratrooper. And he's the second known general killed during the war. Oh, I take it back. This is a different one. Holy cow. They're saying they've killed a second Russian general. Okay, the first one was General Andrei Sukhovetsky. I'm sorry, Andrei Sukhovetsky, who was the commanding general of the Russian 7th Airborne Division. This other one, though, was General Vitaly Gerasimov. Wow. I don't know if it's true or not, but right now reports are they have killed two Russian generals on the battlefield. We'll see. Here's the other thing. I don't want you to lose sight of the human factor in this, all right? And I know my audience. I know you're not. But this has turned into a humanitarian crisis. There's no way around it. And so right now you're looking at upwards of 1.7 to 2 million people have fled the country. And, of course, they're all stacking up in Moldova and Poland. They can't go to Belarus in the north because Belarus has declared war too, and they are part of a staging area for Russian forces. It's hard for them to move within their own country right now. So when you hear that the Russians have been having negotiation talks with Ukrainians, well, I mean, what is that, surrender? No. And Ukrainians say no. But the one thing they have been discussing is allowing what they call free corridors for evacuation. One of the things that I was trained on, aside from, you know, military tactics, is to work on non-combatant evacuations and refugee operations. And you do. You set up what's called safe corridors. And right now, the Russians have been blowing up the safe corridors. They'll promise it, and they'll come in and blow them up while they're moving. They did have one major exodus just today of roughly 3,500 people were escaped by a string of buses that were allowed through. But prior to that, you've been seeing buses blown up on the road. And apparently it's been a heartbreaking sight with videos of women and children being killed as they were trying just to merely exit the battlefield. Non-combatants. And that's the kind of indiscriminate warfare that we're seeing out of the Russians. I also got a story there. Copper just put it up on the board for me. Kind of interesting. I did not know that McDonald's has 850 restaurants across Russia, and they just shut them all down. Shut down 850, and apparently Starbucks is also boycotting. So you're not getting your Big Macs or your lattes in Russia. Thank you very much, and you can send thank yous to the Kremlin on that one. All right, folks, what a day. What a day, what a day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We'll be back here tomorrow at 2, praying that we have no technology challenges. Y'all have a great night.